Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Coming up in a little bit, we are going to play for you guys what the commissioner of the MLS said that the MLS needs to do to capitalize on all the soccer momentum that is currently happening in regards to the World Cup. We'll get to that coming up in the hits. Coming up in just a bit. My name is Carrington Harrison. Happy to be here. Rob is here as well. This is our last show this week. We are off tomorrow because of the holiday. You know what? We get a company day off like everybody else. We'll be back on Monday, though, to get you ready for the United States game as they are going up against Belgium. Rob, before we move forward, I do have to ask you this question. As you're taking an early look at Belgium, I didn't get a chance to watch them yesterday because I don't know how to work the television. But they were down 2-0 to Congo, and then they roared back and they won that game 3-2. How are you feeling heading into the matchup between the U.S. and Belgium coming up on Monday?
If a confidence level was a 0-10, 10 being the most confident, 0 being no confidence at all, I'm probably somewhere between a 6 and a 7, 6.5. Belgium has not looked good this tournament. They are a team that was viewed as, hey, they're kind of past their prime. They're playing a lot of old players that made the roster one more time. The next wave hasn't really filled in the way they anticipated. They were in jeopardy of losing their group up until the literal final match day. And then up until the 80th minute, they were down 2-0 to Senegal. They made both those things, turned those things around. They made both those things work. They won their group. But it has been tough sledding for Belgium. So I am confident the U.S. can play. Balogun's absence is a big deal, but I am confident. I am more confident than I probably should be in them taking on a European country of Belgium's caliber because of how bad Belgium has looked.
All right, so I want to talk a little bit of Royals baseball before we move back to the World Cup. All right, this is what I want to talk to you guys about. It is this.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
If the World Cup was not here and we had to find other things to fill our time, I think we'd be having some serious conversations about Salvador Perez. Now, I know you guys hate when I say this, but there is a high probability that Salvi is cooked. We all love Salvi. He deserves a statue. His number should be retired. We all feel the exact same way about Salvador Perez. I can only tell you what the numbers are saying. Salvador Perez, over the last season and a half, he has a negative WAR. He has played in 236 games, and we are creeping up on 1,000 plate appearances. He is hitting 224. We already know that Salvi doesn't get on base. He is not a guy that's going to get you a lot of walks. Rob, over the last season and a half, in those 236 games, Salvi has 40 walks and almost 200 strikeouts. We know he is not the fleetest of foot. He is hitting 224. He has a 269 on base percentage and a 404 slugging percentage. Now, I don't know what you do about Salvador Perez, and I think the answer is probably nothing when it comes to Salvi. You've already paid him. He's so important to your franchise. He's so important to your organization that Salvi does deserve to go out on his own terms. And if Salvi wants to be traded at the deadline, I think you have to acquiesce to that trade. If Salvi wants to finish out his career in a Royals uniform, you only got a year and a half left on that deal. But one of the problems with the Royals offense is, as much as you want to be mad about the manager, as much as you want to be mad about all of these other things, and you are right to feel the way that you feel about those things, they have been carrying Salvador Perez offensively for the last year and a half, and they continue to put him at third. They continue to have him hit fourth. They continue to put him in the lineup every single day, and he is giving you next to nothing offensively over the last year and a half. It's over. Father Time has finally won against Salvador Perez. He lasted way longer than I think any of us thought that he was going to. We were having these conversations about Salvi 10 years ago about all the catching and the wear and tear on his body and the injury and missing a year and doing all these things. I mean, it's 2026. It's finally here. His body has broken down. I don't know how you can argue it based on the numbers.
The Royals are in big trouble if you're right. And I don't think you're wrong. I think there's a real chance that Salvador Perez's best days of baseball behind him, and it might look bad in the next 18 months because they have him under contract for their season. You mentioned the potential of a trade. If he says, trade me, the Royals have to acquiesce. Who wants him right now? What other team in baseball is like, you know what? We want a 35-year-old plus catcher who's light hitting and doesn't get on base and has another year on his contract. Who's signing up for that?
This is what I would argue, though, with Salvi, and I hear what you're saying. I'm not saying that there's some great market for Salvi. Let's be realistic. But I do think it could help Salvi to go to be a part-time player. Salvi can't play every day for you. Salvi played in 155 games last year. He's played in 81 games so far this year. He plays every day for you. So if you're adding Salvi and you think that he's going to play first base or catch for you, yeah. But you're telling me that Salvi, even at this stage in his career, if he played 2-3 times a week, if he was a guy that was your backup catcher, if he was a guy that did some of those things for your team, could you get a little bit more out of it? Because I know we're talking about it's a lot of money. It's not a lot of money in baseball sense to anybody else. It just is for the Royals. They probably owe him. We're about halfway done with this season. He's got 12.5 next year. They probably owe Salvi $18 million, $17 million. That's not a lot in baseball terms for other teams in baseball. It just is because it's the Royals. I'm not making it seem like you're getting some big haul, some big coup for Salvador Perez. But I do still think, as a veteran, a guy who's played in big games, a guy who's a great clubhouse guy that you can add, if you're adding Salvi and he plays for you 2 days a week, I think Salvi can have a lot of success for you. But the problem on the Royals in 2026 is they desperately need and count on Salvi. He's hitting 201 for you. He has a 241 on base percentage. You carry that, and he's played in 81 games. That guy plays for you every day. You can't continue to do that and think that you can turn your offense around with that guy as an anchor in the middle of it.
Here's the major Salvador Perez problem, because I think you actually hit on it perfectly. If he were to take that, let's call it a sixth-man role for a cross-sport comparison, and not be an everyday player, be an off-the-bench guy, be a, you know, take a few days off, don't be the workhorse, don't be behind the plate, DH. If he was willing to be the player that you just described, I don't mind the Royals keeping him next year. But if he's not willing to be that player, the Royals are in trouble next year. But if he's willing to be that player, I want the Royals to have him and not trade him away. But if he thinks he's 2018, 2019, and that's not prime Salvi, a guy out there for 115 games a year on catcher, DH,
Salvi
first base,
has to know,
in trouble.
Though. Salvi has to know. I understand people fight it. I get it. But
the player's always the last to know.
You're right. I can't argue that. But I guess my argument would be, this would be my argument. I think Salvi's a pretty smart individual. Salvi's also played a lot of big time important baseball games. You know what success looks like. You know, you got a good idea. You're hitting 201. It's the 4th of July. This isn't a, oh, it's early conversation about Salvi anymore. Yeah, we could have that conversation. Oh, it's early. Let's give him some time. Man, they've been, how much more time do you got to give Salvi? Talking middle of the season, if that's the case.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!